Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here we go with Tina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union with amazing mortgage rates. See how low they are at pvcu.org. All right, let's get to gossip this morning. What's breaking this morning, Tina?
All right. Well, as we previously told you earlier this year, Adele confirmed that she had separated from her husband, Simon Konecki, and now she's made a move to officially end the relationship.
Wow.
Yep. Huh. Adele filed for divorce yesterday after 7 years together with her husband. No details yet have been announced, but they have an almost seven-year-old son, Angelo, together.
Ooh.
Yep.
That's tough, but maybe a new album on the way.
No, not yet, but you know.
I'm just saying. They turn a lot of that pain into music.
Yeah, but think about it. When she did that music, she was, I think, in a good place. Mm. Imagine how different of a sound it would be.
Can she have even slower songs? But I wish her the best.
I do, too. Yeah. Read more at TMZ.com.
And DinaStirk.com.
Good luck, Adele. Demi Moore posed naked on the 1991 Vanity Fair cover while she was pregnant with her second daughter. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very iconic photo. She's never done it again until now. So at 56 years old, Demi has shot her second nude cover.
Is she pregnant again?
Not pregnant.
Oh.
This time for Harper Bazaar's October 2019 edition. I mean, well, she's not totally naked. She's wearing a hat. She's got a bracelet.
Okay.
She said of her photo and the article, "Thank goodness people remember the photo. They don't remember the article."
Oh, okay.
So I guess she feels that she looks better nude than she conveys her thoughts and feelings.
Yeah. Magazine excited, though. They have less ink to use on the cover.
What?
She's not pregnant.
That's true.
Okay.
She's not as big.
Okay.
Ready to move on?
I don't know if that's how magazines work.
I am.
DinaStirk.com.
Sure you don't want to keep digging that hole?
Hey, we got Kellogg Crew Part 2 coming up on our podcast.
Dig all day.
We got more.
So here is a bit of a conundrum.
Mm-hmm.
R. Kelly currently in jail in Chicago.
Okay.
A judge in Minnesota just issued a bench warrant for his arrest.
Okay.
Because he was a no-show for yesterday's hearing.
Ooh.
R. Kelly was supposed to be in court to face additional charges, but he couldn't go because the feds in the Northern District of Illinois won't let him participate in another case until they're done with him. So they wouldn't let him out of jail to go to court to face more charges, so they issued an arrest warrant because he didn't show up to court because he was in jail. Get it?
It's okay.
Convoluted.
So if there were two of them, both of them would be in prison.
Right.
Jail right
why
now.
Why aren't the cops working together to make this like happen? Why are the cops fighting each other?
Could
about
be
this?
A bigger case though with the government than the state.
It could be. I mean, all this red tape is ridiculous. You can sort it out at TMZ, figure it out there. But yeah, so that court date's not until April 27th. So anybody that wants to arrest him or do anything else, you're gonna have to wait until then.
DinaStirk.com.
And speaking of jailbirds, Mike the Situation Sorrentino is a free man. He was released from federal prison after serving 8 months for tax evasion. Now, his wife Lauren was there to get him, and she brought along the Jersey Shore crew, cameras and all.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike's first stop was to go to his favorite pizza place in Jersey. And next, he said, he and Lauren are planning to work on baby situations. So I guess there is no truth to those conjugal visits, if that's the case.
Yeah. He was in there for quite a long time, too. It seems
eight months.
A while. Yeah.
They'd started before. He could have been a father by the time he got out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just
got to see my baby now.
Yeah. Just bypassed all that whole pregnancy thing.
How lucky is he?
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm just saying that I'm kidding the situation. I love the situation.
Well, you put yourself in a situation, so.
Do we still have to call him the situation?
I think he likes it. That's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
And now, Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Let's get your gossip headlines for this morning at 7:40. What's up, Dina?
All right. Well, Kelly Clarkson has promised, and she will deliver on September 18th. What's that, you ask?
Yes.
Well, remember I told you she was going to have the original American Idol judges all back together on her brand new show, The Kelly Clarkson Show.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and that
nice.
Will be airing on September 18th. And guess who else will be there?
Who?
Me.
All right, we'll tell you. Season one runner-up, Justin Guarini.
Oh.
Who these days is now known as Lil Sweet from the Dr. Pepper commercials, by the way.
Wow. What? Actually, I didn't know he was working. That's good.
That's pretty much all I've seen him do.
I thought he was still on the beach.
Now
without
he comes
a job.
Out. Well, Lil Sweet.
From Justin to Kelly?
Yeah, on the beach.
He just didn't leave.
Ooh, I hope they do a performance from that.
Kind of like it here.
Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown apologizing for pulling a Kylie Jenner pretending to wash her face. So Millie recently showed her fans her nighttime skincare routine on a video promoting her new makeup line. But fans were quick to point out she was faking it. So she was supposedly using her face scrub, her wash, her moisturizer, her lip oil. But fans were pointing out she didn't even have the actual product on her hands. And therefore, she wasn't even putting it on her face.
She didn't even use real water.
No, but I don't think so.
It's amazing. It's magical.
It was.
Yeah, it actually works without it being on your hands.
She apologized. She said she thought they were doing a quick video replicating the personal process, that this would be okay, but I guess it wasn't what was conveyed.
Nope.
You know, give her a break. She's 15, and the way I look at it is, would you want to wash your face in front of people? Like, you know what you look like fresh-faced?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if everybody's that confident to show their face to thousands of people fresh-faced. She's only 15. Give her a break.
DinasDirt.com.
People are very curious about who Hayden Panettiere has been spending her time with these days. Mm-hmm. The former Hero star has some pictures of her holding hands with her Bad News boyfriend's brother. Okay, so her boyfriend, who she's currently in like this legal situation with, she was spotted out with his brother, and they're holding hands.
Hmm.
So people are saying, what's going on?
He's pulling the old console move.
Maybe. I guess sources are saying they've been friends for a while, so it has nothing to do with like love or consolation or anything like that. So we'll
could just
have
be
to
comforting friends.
Oh, you know what that leads to.
It's always fun to speculate, though.
It is, and we will keep speculating until someone gives us the cold, hard facts.
DinasDirt.com.
All right, so Game of Thrones fans, you know, maybe we missed the show. Maybe we're still a little bit hurt by the ending. But we are going to see not one, but two prequels to Game of Thrones.
Hmm.
Yeah, HBO is close to ordering a pilot for a second Game of Thrones prequel. This is according to Entertainment Weekly. Now, they've wrapped filming on the other one that stars Naomi Watts.
Wow, that's great.
But that one is set thousands of years before the events in Game of Thrones. The next one they're talking about will be based on the history of the Targaryen family, you know, the one played by Emilia Clarke, her family, and their dragons. So that leads up to the Civil War that we saw on TV. This is interesting. They've never done this before, ordering a sequel or a prequel to its hit shows. So to order two of them speaks volumes.
Wow, and I can't wait till 2085 when they come out.
Yeah, right.
Well, just to give you an idea,
these
though.
So long, yeah.
If you had some trouble between what Jaime and Cersei were doing in the show, just remember Targaryens married brother and sister. So keep that in mind when deciding if you're going to watch it or not. And that's your Dirt at 740. Get more fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMA. Yes.
One last check with Dina Sherrod at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union with great rates on mortgages and more. And more for more details, visit pvcu.org.
All right. So Jennifer Lopez said something that I wouldn't be surprised makes A-Rod say maybe he wants to rethink getting married.
Okay. what are these words?
She was talking with Hoda and, you know, from Today's Show, and Hoda asked Jennifer Lopez if she wants more kids. And Jennifer thought about it for like a split second and said, yeah. So, needless to say, the next day, Hoda and Meredith Vieira asked A-Rod about this and said, here's what Jennifer said. What do you think? And at first, he was like deer in the headlights and said, interesting. It's a lot to unpack. He said,
she unpacked it on the show, I guess, earlier.
Had they never talked about it?
The way that he reacted seemed like it, but he did say to Hoda that, you know, he feels like Hoda is an inspiration to Jennifer, and that, you know, seeing what she's done with adopting the baby at her age, that she might want to follow in her footsteps. So, you know, maybe he'll consider it.
Maybe Al Roker will convince him. To have babies.
He is an inspiration.
Maybe he's the inspiration.
Maybe. Lunch with Al always makes things better, right? Jeremy Renner in an all-out custody war with his ex-wife. We told you that his ex, Sonny, wants full custody of their daughter. That's like full legal and physical custody. Well, today, Jeremy is filing for the same rights. he wants sole legal and physical custody. The judge had given them split custody, joint custody, so we don't know what triggered her to make the move first. But, I mean, for both of them to want that, it's probably what they initially wanted. The judge gave them joint custody. I can't see him picking one side over the other 100% unless one of them comes forward with some pretty intense evidence against the other.
DinaStirt.com.
Yolanda Saldivar serving a life sentence in prison for the 1995 murder of singer Selena Quintanilla Perez, and she is eligible for parole in 2025. Can't believe we're almost there. But she wants a retrial. Like, she thinks that the prosecution was holding evidence against what would support her case, and it all boils down to a pair of Reebok high tops. So she wants the judge to reconsider this evidence that was never introduced to the jury that she says would clear her. She shot her. How do you get cleared of that?
I mean, know.
Whether it was accidental or intentional, she still performed the act.
And if the judge recently saw Selena on HBO, there's no way he's going to let her go. I mean, that movie's
That's
incredible.
That's true. It really invokes your
touching,
emotions.
Yeah.
DinaStirt.com.
And after the premiere season of BH 90210, you know, the Beverly Hills 90210 reboot, it ended on a cliffhanger.
No.
Fans have made it clear that they want more. So fans are tweeting they want a season two. One fan has even started a change.org petition, which as of this moment, let me just double check it. Yep. Okay. It's got almost 6,000 signatures. Here's the thing. I don't even remember what the cliffhanger was. I watched it. What? I don't even remember what it ended on.
Wouldn't it be weird if somebody actually ended a season on a cliffhanger?
But that's what they did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you mean on a cliff?
Literally,
well,
yeah.
What is the petition for?
To do a season two, which they had not planned. But they ended on a cliffhanger, so you don't know what happened.
What?
Well, maybe this is the way they get it done, then.
It's art. Always leave them guessing.
Like I guess
Sopranos.
So.
You don't know what happened next.
I don't know. If they have a season two, I think I'm out, because Jenny Garth, Tori Spelling, Shannen Doherty, they've had so much work done. Their lips barely move.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you need subtitles.
Yeah.
So if I can start a petition for subtitles, then yeah.
Other people do their voices, actually. They're just lip synced.
TV has subtitles. You can push the button.
I want them to do the work for me.
Well, especially if they're like,
I want them to do the work for me.
Can't move their lips.
You're at 8:40. Get all the reports.
The subtitles.
Get all the reports at DinaStirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.